Hi, Chris here again. Here's a special treat from the Odyssey scrapbook.
Hi, I'm Dave Arnold, executive producer for Adventures in Odyssey.
And I'm Paul McCusker, writer and director.
And we are both here to share some scenes with you that were deleted from The Ties That Bind. So, Paul, why do we even delete scenes to begin with?
Well, for any series as big and long as The Ties That Bind, we often have more material than we can fit into the time constraints of a typical episode. So in the case of this album, when you and I started brainstorming the ideas and the plot lines, we figured we had about enough material for the usual 12 episodes.
Actually, I think I thought we had enough material for 12 episodes, but it didn't work out that way.
Well, my intention was to write 12 episodes, but as you guys know, I got a bit carried away with the characters and the plot lines and
which is
ideas.
So unusual for you.
It's never happened before. It's unprecedented. I just don't even know what this is like. And so after we recorded, I think it was the first six episodes, I still thought we were okay for the 12-parter.
Yep.
But then as I started into 7, 8, 9, 10, then it became clear that I was perhaps a bit naive, that there was no way I could wrap up the storylines in 12 episodes.
Yeah, and it actually was looking like it might become a 15-parter instead. So we looked at ways to cut back at least one episode to 14 parts. And to do that, we had to get rid of a lot of scenes, obviously. And that's what we're here to talk about and share. So since these scenes didn't actually make it on the album, they were never fully produced. But just for this bonus feature, our sound designer Rudy Hare actually, you know, added some background ambiences, no Foley, but some of the, you know, just regular effects like doors and stuff like that, just to sort of help paint the picture of what the scene might have sounded like if we had actually produced them for the show.
So this first scene takes place after Connie brings Jules to Wits End, and Jules kind of goes off mysteriously. Connie doesn't know where she's gone, but she has left behind something. And also Buck is in this scene talking about helping around the shop.
Hey, Eugene, I need your help.
Yes?
Jules took a walk but forgot her cell phone. It keeps dinging with text messages.
Yes?
Yeah, a couple of them are from Vance.
Vance King? They are friends?
Yeah, I think they connected through a social network, but I didn't know they were texting. I can see that he texted her, but not what the texts say.
Well, of course not. You'd need her password to access them.
There's no way around that?
Would that be appropriate?
Tell me how to do it, and I'll make it appropriate.
Connie, should you pause to consider privacy issues?
Well, I don't trust Vance, Eugene, and it worries me that Jules might have some kind of relationship with him.
And if she does, do you have the authority to interfere with it?
Well, not technically.
But you're not planning on letting that stop you?
I just want to know what's going on, that's all.
Why is it that when you use a phrase like, that's all, it's the same as other people saying, I think I'll push the button on this little old nuclear device?
Oh, ha, you're very funny, Eugene.
Hi, Connie.
Oh, Buck. Sorry I haven't had a chance to say hello. You doing all right?
Yeah, so far so good. Eugene, I emptied all the trash cans.
All of them? Well, thank you.
What else can I do?
Oh, you really don't have to do anything else.
I want to.
Oh, well, if you're sincere about painting the front of the shop, you may want to assess the supplies you'll need in the shed.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's where I'll be if you need me. See ya, Connie.
See ya. Well, isn't he the busy little bumblebee?
Yes. Wonder why.
Well, that's a great scene. So, Paul, why did we cut that one?
In the case of the episode where the scene originally appeared, because of the length of the train room scene, I had to move scenes around in order to make the episode fit to time. And so I had to figure out another way to deal with Connie's dilemma about Jules.
And we also kind of wondered whether it was ethical for Connie to even invade Jules' privacy by hacking into her phone.
Well, you guys wondered about it. I was actually on Connie's side with that question.
I'm sure your kids appreciate that. Okay, so what's next?
Well, we have another scene, and this one has Emily, Matthew, Camilla, and Olivia talking after school one day.
Jay went out to Hangman's Hollow?
Only if he could get someone to go with him. There's no way he'd go out alone.
What's Hangman's Hollow? It's out in the woods somewhere. We should go check it out.
Camilla, you get scared when we go through a car wash.
Not anymore. I've decided I'm going to be tougher and more independent.
Since when?
Since Buck, I think. It has nothing to do with Buck. Well, maybe a little. Yeah, maybe a lot.
I don't think even Buck would go out to Hangman's Hollow on his own.
Sure he would, Matthew. I don't think he's afraid of anything. Is it a real place? Oh, yeah.
Well, Olivia did a report about it for history class last year. Didn't you, Olivia? Olivia!
What? Where were you? Oh, nowhere. Sorry.
You've been like this ever since you came out of the Room of Consequence.
It gave me a lot to think about. Like what? I really don't know how to explain. The Room of Consequence adventures are pretty straightforward, Olivia. What happened to you in there? No, I really don't want to talk about it. Well, not now. It's too much.
That must have been a big adventure.
It was. And maybe I've been wrong. About what? The way I've been thinking about marriage and family.
How could you be wrong about those things? I mean, they are what they are.
No. That's where I was wrong. I guess I never really thought about it before, but what happens to the family affects everything.
Okay, so there's a lot going on in that scene. So why did we cut all that stuff?
Well, it was mostly for time and budget. We can't always include everything we want in these episodes, and we knew we had to figure out a different way to communicate the same information, all those three or four things, in other scenes. Mm-hmm. We realized that we could kind of slice and dice the information, sprinkle them elsewhere, and still accomplish the same thing.
Right. Okay, so this next scene wasn't really about time or budget. Let's listen in as Eugene and Katrina are at their house.
Eugene?
Yes, Katrina?
Have you seen Buck?
Since we came home from Wits End, I thought he was in his room doing homework.
He isn't there, and I've looked all over the house.
Well, perhaps he stepped outside. Did you look, Oh, there he is.
Where?
Through the window.
What's he doing?
It would appear that he's working in the flower bed. Pulling weeds, to be precise.
Did you ask him to do that?
Nope.
Then why?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. He was rather active at Wits End as well.
Is it a holdover from Juvenile Hall? Maybe he feels he has to keep busy.
Perhaps. Or it could be something else.
What?
He may believe he has to earn his keep, to borrow the colloquialism.
We didn't give him that impression, did we?
I don't believe we did. However, his entire life has been lived on a transaction basis. He performs and he's rewarded somehow. He may not know how to live without that.
That's sad.
Indeed.
We have to teach him otherwise.
Yes. Shall I bring him in?
Please do. Well, maybe after he finishes that section. I've been wanting to weed it for the past week.
Okay, so what happened to that scene?
Again, it's one of those cases where we had recorded it, but there was actually a more dramatic way we found later, and that was the scene where Detective Polehouse confronts Buck in front of Wits End, and Buck has to make a decision in that moment about how he handles his life. That was actually more dramatic, touching on some things than the scene we just heard.
Right, and speaking of Detective Polehouse, we also have a cutscene where he visits Vance's house. So Vance mentions this confrontation in the final episodes, but we never actually get to see it. So here's how it would have sounded.
Yeah? Oh, Detective Polehouse.
Hi, Vance. Are your parents home?
Oh, my mom's at work, and my dad is upstairs sleeping. He's on the night shift. He won't be happy if I wake him up. What's going on?
I want to talk to you about Buck Oliver.
Oh, Buck. What about him?
He got hurt last night.
Oh, that's too bad. But someone like him, with a criminal record, is bound to get hurt.
Uh-huh. He said you might know something about it.
Criminal records or Buck getting hurt?
Let's stay with Buck getting hurt.
Nope. But I saw him last night in McAllister Park, if that's what you're wondering.
You did? What time?
Maybe 8:45. He said he was going over to Wooten's house.
Really? He said that to you, out of the blue?
Well, it's in the opposite direction from Eugene's house, so I was curious. I thought he'd have to go straight there from Wits End. Isn't that part of the halfway house rules?
How do you know so much about it?
Oh, I read a lot. Anyway, I asked, and he said he was going to Wooten's.
Did he say why he was going to Wooten's?
No, just that he was going. Why? Do you think he had something to do with the fire?
Well, you're his pal. Why would he set fire to Wooten's house?
I don't know. Buck gives me the impression that he always has some kind of a scheme going on.
He's not the only one, Vance. Oh, one other question. If he planned to set fire to Wooten's house, why would he be so stupid as to tell you he was going there?
I never said he was a smart criminal.
Not as smart as you.
If I were a criminal, I'd be the smartest. So smart, even you wouldn't know what I was doing.
Be careful, Vance. I might take that as a challenge.
Oh, please don't, Detective. I wouldn't want to distract you from the real criminals around here. Like Buck. If there's trouble around Odyssey, I think you want to look to him.
Man, Paul, you cut all the good scenes. What's the deal with that one?
Well, this one was another victim of time constraints. We realized that the information in there could be played out later in other ways. And so a lot of the lines actually show up in the scene between Jules, Buck, and Vance in McAllister Park, the scene that took place with them there.
Mm-hmm. And there you have it, some of the deleted scenes from The Ties That Bind, giving you an inside look at the many creative choices we have to make with each and every Adventures in Odyssey episode.
Especially when you have a writer who can't seem to write to time.
Okay, let's put it to the listeners. Did we make the right decision to cut these scenes, or should it have been 15 parts?
Or 16, or 17, or 18. In fact, I'm still writing scenes for it, and the series is finished.
Okay, then. We hope you've enjoyed hearing this album and a little of the story that went into making it.